Governor Snyder's State of the State Address. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In his first State of the State Address, Governor Rick Snyder made it clear that jobs are his first priority. But he also made several announcements on conservation and park projects and the Pure Michigan Tourism Campaign. He said that his budget recommendation will include annual funding of $25 million for the Pure Michigan campaign.
This program supports one of our strongest assets, our water resources and the treasures of the Great Lakes. And it's an illustration of value for money. It's positive for our image, and it's positive return on our tax dollars.
And he urged the legislature to quickly pass a bill that would implement the recommendations of the Natural Resources Trust Fund Board. The board has recommended that $100 million be used to buy land for conservation and park projects.
These projects will positively impact every corner of our state, from Iron County in the Upper Peninsula to Traverse City to Luna Pier in Monroe County. Also included is a significant expansion of the William G. Milliken Park on the Detroit Riverfront.
In his address, Governor Snyder called the Great Lakes economic engines. Ryan Werder is the political director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. He says he's hopeful that the legislature will follow through on some of the governor's requests.
I was on the floor for his speech, and on a number of these proposals, the vast majority of them, everybody was standing up. I think natural resources and our environment are a place where everyone in Michigan and everybody in that, on that floor can work together.
But there was one proposal Werder was not so sure about. Governor Snyder wants the legislature to strengthen the current program of voluntary environmental standards that's in place for farmers.
So that farmers who run environmentally sound operations are protected from unnecessary regulations and frivolous lawsuits.
Ryan Werder says he's not sure Snyder's plan will be entirely positive.
How it actually works in practice is a different story. It's not enough to say to people, we trust you to not pollute. We actually need to ensure that they are not.
The Michigan Farm Bureau released a statement after the address. It said that the governor's approval of voluntary standards would encourage more farmers to comply with the program. This is the Environment Report. Companies trying to generate renewable energy with wind are facing opposition up north. There are no wind farms yet along the coast of Lake Michigan, but large energy companies are planning them near Ludington and Frankfort. Peter Payette reports.
To fit enough wind turbines in one area, developers would put some as close as 1,000 feet to nearby homes. Some neighbors say the peace and quiet of the countryside would be destroyed by large windmills swooshing around. They want local governments to require more than a mile between homes and wind farms. Developers say problems like noise are greatly exaggerated by people who want to ban large wind turbines altogether. Alan O'Shea represented Duke Energy at a public forum recently. He said rural areas and farmers who lease their land for turbines will gain a lot from wind energy.
Our farmers bring us much of our open space and much of our beauty, and they have the right to this new type of architecture that is farming the wind.
Some local governments in the region have put moratoriums on the construction of wind farms to study the issues. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
Last week, Consumers Energy filed for a permit to build a wind farm south of Ludington. Consumers is hoping to build 56 turbines there. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.